Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. Workday just posted a blowout quarter. The stock ripped nearly 50% in 3 months, and there are whispers of a takeover premium still baked into the price. So the big question is whether this rally has legs or if the market has already priced in perfection. Today we're tearing down Workday's fundamentals, breaking down the AI narrative, and stress testing the valuation with our MarketSnap models to see if the numbers actually support the hype. Before we dive into the weeds, let's set the stage. Workday is trading right around $195 a share, putting its market cap at roughly $51 billion. The stock has been on an absolute tear, up nearly 36% over the past 3 months and almost 9% in the last month alone. But here's the catch. Over the past year, it's still down about 15.5%. And over 5 years, it's down close to 29%. So we're looking at a stock that's been beaten down for years and only recently started to catch fire. The question is whether this is the beginning of a new trend or just a dead cat bounce with an AI twist. For those who don't know, Workday is a cloud-based enterprise software giant that helps organizations manage their finances by human resources and planning. Think of it as the operating system for the back office of the modern enterprise. Founded back in 2005 by Dave Duffield and Anil Bhusri, the company has grown into a juggernaut with over 20,000 employees, serving thousands of customers worldwide, from mid-sized businesses to massive global corporations. Their platform covers everything from payroll and talent management to financial planning and analytics. The company went public in 2012, and since then, it's been a staple in the software as a service space, competing with the likes of Oracle, SAP, and more nimble challengers like Rippling and Bamboo HR. Workday's CEO, Anil Bhusri, has been at the helm steering the company through massive transitions. Most recently, the shift toward AI-powered agents and automation, which is where a lot of the current excitement is coming from. Let's talk about the money. Workday's revenue engine is built on a subscription-first model, which is the holy grail of software businesses. In fiscal year 2026, the company generated just over $9.5 billion in total revenue. Breaking that down, subscription services accounted for roughly $8.8 billion of that. That's over 92% of total revenue, and it's the gift that keeps on giving because it's recurring. Professional services make up the rest, coming in at around $719 million. Geographically, the United States is the dominant market, contributing about $7.2 billion, with non-US markets adding another $2.4 billion. So roughly 75% of revenue is domestic, which means there's still a long runway for international expansion. The subscription model gives Workday incredible visibility into future revenue, and it's a big reason why the market is willing to pay a premium for the stock. When you have that kind of recurring revenue base, a downturn in new customer acquisition doesn't hit you as hard as it would a traditional software company. Now, let's get into the numbers that actually moved the stock. Workday's fiscal second quarter of 2027 was an absolute banger. Revenue came in at $2.65 billion, up nearly 13% year over year. But the headline number that got everyone's attention was earnings per share of $2.75 that crushed analyst expectations of $2.62. Net income for the quarter hit $632 million, a massive jump from $228 million in the same quarter last year. What's driving this? AI agent adoption. Management has been talking about how customers are increasingly paying for AI-powered features that automate HR and finance workflows. The margin expansion is also notable. As revenue scales and AI products get adopted, the operating leverage is starting to show. The company's operating income for fiscal 2026 came in at just over $1 billion, a huge improvement from the $415 million they posted in fiscal 2025. That's the kind of profitability inflection point that gets growth investors excited. Management commentary from the earnings call reinforced this narrative. The tone was confident, with executives highlighting that AI adoption is not just a talking point, it's translating into real contract wins and expansion within the existing customer base. They emphasized that the higher margin outlook for the back half of the year is driven by a mix of disciplined cost management and customers buying more AI-powered modules. There's also been talk of a $4 billion buyback program, which Cramer and others have interpreted as the company essentially saying, "We don't need a buyer, we believe in our own stock." That's a pretty strong signal, especially when there have been reports of Silver Lake expressing acquisition interest. Let's dig into the balance sheet and cash flow, because that's where the real story of financial health lives. Workday closed fiscal 2026 with about $1.5 billion in cash and cash equivalents and total current assets of $8.4 billion. On the liability side, total current liabilities were $6.4 billion, which gives them a current ratio of about 0.9. That's a bit tight, but it's not unusual for a SaaS company that collects most of its cash upfront through annual subscriptions. The real star here is free cash flow. Workday generated $2.8 billion in free cash flow in fiscal 2026, up from $2.2 billion the year before. That's a free cash flow yield of roughly 5.5% on the current market cap, which is pretty healthy for a growth software company. The balance sheet shows total debt of about $10.3 billion against $8.4 billion in total current assets, but the debt-to-equity ratio of 0.58 is manageable. What I really like is that retained earnings are still negative. The company has accumulated losses of about $512 million, but they're rapidly closing that gap as profitability improves. They're generating enough cash to fund their operations, buy back stock, and still have room to invest in AI and product development. Now let's break down the SWOT, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats facing Workday. Starting with strengths, the recurring revenue model is the obvious one. 92% subscription revenue gives Workday incredible predictability. The gross profit margin is a robust 76%, which tells you they have significant pricing power. And the recent quarter demonstrated accelerating AI adoption, which is becoming a genuine growth driver rather than just a buzzword. The company's profitability is also inflecting nicely. Operating income more than doubled year over year. On the weakness side, the valuation has historically been a sticking point. Even after the recent rally, the stock trades at a trailing PE of around 40, which is not cheap. The company also has a relatively high customer concentration in the US, leaving it exposed to domestic economic cycles. And while AI is a tailwind, it also requires heavy ongoing investment in R&D to stay competitive, which pressures near-term margins. Looking at opportunities, the international market is still underpenetrated, with only about 25% of revenue coming from outside the US. There's also the massive opportunity to cross-sell AI agents and automation tools into the existing customer base. That's where the next leg of growth is going to come from. The partnership ecosystem, like the new Workday Wellness Program with Bright Horizons, shows they're expanding beyond core HR and finance into adjacent categories. On the threat side, competition is fierce. Oracle and SAP are pouring billions into their cloud offerings, and newer, more agile players are nipping at the heels. There's also the macro risk. If we hit a recession, enterprise software spending is often one of the first things to get cut. And there's the lingering question of whether the AI narrative is overhyped relative to the actual revenue contribution. Let's look at the price action, because the chart tells a pretty dramatic story. The stock has rallied nearly 50% in just 3 months, from around $130 to the current level near $195. That's a massive move for a large-cap software company. The one-year performance, however, is still negative at minus 15%, which shows you just how deep the hole was that the stock had dug itself into. The 52-week range is important context here. The stock hit a low around $130 during the tech sell-off, and it's now pushing up against the higher end of its recent range. The recent earnings gap up of about 5% on strong volume suggests institutional buyers are stepping in. But here's the thing about momentum. It can reverse just as quickly as it starts. If the broader market turns risk off, or if the AI narrative gets questioned, this stock could give back a significant portion of those gains. The volatility is real, and the beta of 1.08 means it moves in line with the market. Not more, not less. Now for the part that really matters, what is Workday actually worth? We ran this through our MarketSnap valuation models, and the setup is interesting. The primary engine we're using is a forward price-to-earnings model, which is well-suited for a mature compounder like Workday that has strong analyst coverage and positive forward earnings estimates. The model confidence is high, and the reason we're not leaning on a pure DCF here is that the setup favors forward earnings as the cleaner lens for a company at this stage of its life cycle. The model spits out a fair value somewhere in the neighborhood of $240 per share. Now, with the stock trading around $195, that implies maybe 20 to 25% upside from current levels. But let me be clear, this is a rough model estimate, not a precise target. Change the growth assumptions or the discount rate, and that number moves around a lot. The model is assuming a forward PE of around 25 times, which is a significant discount to the historical average of 47 times that Workday used to command. That reflects the reality that markets have repriced software companies. They're no longer giving them the same growth premium they did in the zero interest rate era. So what drives this valuation? Three things stand out. First, the growth assumptions. The model is projecting roughly 15% annualized growth over the next 5 years, which is in line with what the company has been delivering and what analysts are forecasting. Second, the margin expansion. As AI products scale and the company gets more efficient, the model assumes free cash flow conversion will improve from current levels. Third, the terminal multiple. We're assuming the market will continue to pay a premium for Workday's recurring revenue, but a more modest premium than it did in the past. If you plug in more aggressive growth assumptions, the fair value could be north of $300. If you assume growth slows to single digits, it could drop below $200. The point is, the range of outcomes is wide, and the assumptions you choose dramatically affect the answer. If you disagree with our inputs, you can run your own numbers on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com and see how the fair value shifts based on your own growth and discount rate assumptions. All right, here's my honest take on Workday. I like this company, I like the recurring revenue model, I like the accelerating AI adoption, and I like the fact that they're finally showing meaningful operating leverage. The recent quarter was genuinely impressive, and the fact that they're pushing back on takeover interest with a $4 billion buyback tells me management believes the stock is undervalued. But I have some real concerns. First, the stock has already run up nearly 50% in 3 months. A lot of the good news is already priced in. Second, the AI narrative is hot right now, but it's also fragile. If the next couple of quarters show that AI revenue contribution is growing slower than expected, the multiple will compress quickly. Third, competition in the HR and finance software space is intensifying, and Workday can't afford to rest on its laurels. If you're looking at a 5-year horizon, our model suggests that a $10,000 investment today could grow to roughly $20,000 by the end of that period, assuming the base case growth plays out. That's a double. Nothing to sneeze at. But it's not the kind of moonshot return that some of the more speculative AI names might offer. The key thing to watch is whether subscription revenue growth accelerates or decelerates over the next 2 to 3 quarters. If AI adoption is real, you should see it in accelerating subscription growth and expanding margins. If that doesn't materialize, this stock could give back a big chunk of its recent gains. The risk-reward here is balanced, not a screaming buy, not a sell, but a solid company at a reasonable price with a clear catalyst in AI. What do you think about WDA? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.